The Veterans Affairs Department is reconsidering how it can use cloud computing services 3 years after deciding this new approach to technology delivery wasn't for the agency. VA is having second thoughts. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me now with details on where VA is deciding to head in the cloud. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so it sounds like they have a whole new strategy here. What are they doing at VA?
Well, earlier this month, VA's Chief Information Officer's office held an off-site meeting to develop this new cloud computing strategy. Paul Tibbetts, VA's Deputy CIO for Architecture, Strategy, and Design, pulled together stakeholders from across VA, including the General Counsel, the Inspector's General Office, program folks, as well as experts from the Homeland Security Department, the General Services Administration, Gartner, and MITRE, to discuss how the cloud has changed and where VA can take advantage of those improvements. Steph Warren is the VA CIO. He says VA hasn't been out of the cloud per se, but it really hasn't taken advantage of the commercial or public cloud like other agencies.
The point of this meeting was to identify, given that there is a White House desire to move folks more to the cloud, we wanted to walk through what do we need to do? Because we do have internal clouds to the VA. We have several applications that are running in a virtualized world, which is effectively a cloud. We've also have a couple of, again, private clouds at other vendors, and that isn't necessarily getting the best economic return for some of these large-scale systems. So the point of this meeting is, what are the standards? What is it we can do? What are the blockers? Are there policy blockers? Are there knowledge blockers to lay out how can we best take advantage of a public cloud so we can get some economies of scale and speed to market? Where is it we need to go with a private cloud and why? And how do we make sure the whole organization understands?
Now, Warren says he expects the strategy to detail the best path they can take as the cloud as part of its architectural strategy. Now, don't worry, Tom, we're not going to get into enterprise architecture because we know that glazes over everyone's eyes over. But
Including
yours. No, you love it. You and I can talk all day about it, can't we?
Actually, we do love it. Yes, we love this stuff. Seriously.
But Warren says the end goal is to release new capabilities more quickly for veterans and their stakeholders.
I'm expecting probably within 30 days that Dr. Tibbetts will wrap up what the recommendation is coming out of it. And while I was very specific when I kicked off the meeting earlier this week, I'm not looking for a consensus solution where we go to lowest common denominator. I want to hear what are the things that we need to do. Allow for minority opinions in terms of, no, this is stupid, and why. And so we can work through those. Too often when we have something like cloud, there's about 14 or 15 different contextual things that need to be resolved, and folks bury them and make decisions at such a level that the answer is so generic and bland it doesn't mean anything. So I said tease out the bright lines, tease out the critical factors, tease out the assumptions and the contextual things that limit what we're doing and why, and let us take those on one at a time so we can make sure the strategy we use is one where we know what the underlying assumptions are and we fully support them. So I'm expecting a first draft within 30 days, and then we'll work our way through those. Okay, what decisions do we need to make? What can we move out with now? What's a major blocker for us? What can we deal with? And again, we'll from there build, how are we going to take on the issues flagged?
Now, Warren says up until now, the public cloud really was not an option for VA. So now VA is taking a look at both the technology and the policy issues and say, okay, how can we overcome these and deal with them better to move to the commercial and or public clouds?
So, Jason, what do you think has changed now for VA or in the industry versus 3 or 4 years ago when VA said, nope, not for us in the cloud?
No, it's interesting. I think for those of us who follow this closely, we never really realized VA never went to the public cloud. Because, Tom, if you remember, Roger Baker, the former VA CIO, was actually a big proponent of the cloud. In fact, he led the award of a cloud email contract back in 2012. Now, that contract was later canceled in 2013 because of changing requirements at the VA. So that, even though this initial push, it seemed to VA kind of take that big step back. And I think part of it is security issues. You know, in the end, VA stuck to the internal, more secure clouds for several reasons, Warren says.
We had an opportunity about 3-4 years ago to move out on the cloud, and it got blocked because there were some concerns about record retention. And so what we're taking on in this meeting is, great, if that's a concern, lay it out, let's work it through. It's a desire to make sure we are as nimble as we can be, we're as responsive to our customers as we can be, while making sure we protect the data. And I know one of the sub-conversations that's taking place there is how do we make sure any public cloud or any contractor cloud is compliant with the presidential directive on KICS, which is how you run through control gateways. And so I know there's effort underway to take that on in terms of reconciling those standards, and that's been part of our conversation as well.
Now, you heard Steph Warren mention TIC there, the Trusted Internet Connections. This is the initiative, the cybersecurity initiative, to secure, as he said, the internet gateways as traffic comes in. Warren also says VA is interested in the FedRAMP high baseline. These are the standards for cloud services for cybersecurity. It's being led by three agencies, GSA, DOD, and DHS, to develop the standard for systems that need more security, still under the unclassified networks, but what they call FISMA high. Warren says VA is also looking at medium baseline standards, too. That's already out there. A lot of companies already are offering the low and medium FedRAMP standards. But he says, listen, in the end, it's all about making the right decisions based on cost, responsiveness, and, of course, reliability.
Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Now, Jason, you've done a lot of reporting over the years, and we've had a lot of this on the station, about VA cybersecurity challenges, some of the breaches they've had. Can the cloud, or how can the cloud, help them perhaps be more secure with data and networks?
I think the high baseline is from FedRAMP is one piece to that puzzle. But remember, the cloud could also help VA in other regards, too, especially as the volume of attacks have really increased significantly over the last few months. Now, we know through FedRAMP, cloud services must meet a minimum set of cyber standards. So right then and there, they're starting off at a good point. We also know that agencies can distribute data within the cloud that helps make it safer, meaning you attack one part of the data, you're not necessarily getting all the data. In the meantime, you know, VA is dealing with this ever-growing threat. Now, Warren says the number of attempted malware infections grew to almost 1.2 billion in March. That's a B, billion, and just in March alone. That's up from 300 million attempted malware infections in November. So in those short 4 months, it's just, you know, four times greater. Warren also says the number of intrusion attempts increased to 350 million from 15 million in November.
We're continuing to add to the depth. We're continuing to add to the capability. We're continuing to bring tools on. And so whether it's at $5 billion a month or above $5 billion a month, they said, we don't know, Steph. We just want you to know everybody's on the line doing this. And I think it was Stalin who once said, there is a quality to quantity. At a certain point, it doesn't matter how bad they are. There are just so many that you will get through. And I'm not sure where the breakpoint is that the team is pretty much saying, Steph, you've been saying if we're telling you, you got to be more sensitive to the fact that the volume is growing at a rate that is just unbelievable and unexpected.
And the numbers VA released doesn't necessarily include those attempted hacks that the Homeland Security Department's Einstein Intrusion Detection Prevention System is stopping at the VA's borders. So they're only seeing what gets through Einstein. So they could be even facing a much bigger volume, a much bigger rate of attack. Now, while Warren did not address the cloud's impact on VA's security posture quite yet, he says the office has taken several steps to deal with this large and growing number of threats.
We've gone through all of our government-furnished equipment. We've gone through and we validate those, and we have an ongoing process where we're checking the security configuration of those government-furnished laptops, government-furnished equipment when it hooks up to the network. So very active on that and shutting down any other mechanisms to come in. We also are continuing to work on all our external network interconnections, and so monitoring those networks, monitoring the data that's on it. Also, continuing to build on role-based training in terms of folks understanding the difference from just a general consumer of IT services to somebody who has specific responsibilities. With our sysadmin, we have two-factor plus, so they all require PIV cards to log in, and then we use tokens on top of that for them to do their system administration functions. We also are doing ongoing scans on our web-facing applications. We've got a continuous cycle circling through all of the packages, and as we find things, we remediate, and then just continuing our way through to make sure we're keeping up with changes and we're keeping up with new threats that are identified.
Now, Warren says VA also continues to work with DHS to turn on more protections and to get more help in protecting their networks. So as you can see, Tom, VA systems' networks are under attack. The question they're facing is whether some of the data and applications can live in this public cloud and be safe, or safer than VA's own networks. I think we're going to have a better idea of just what VA plans to do in about a month and when this cloud strategy is finalized. Keep in mind, though, that the rate of return here, I mean, you heard him say it, there's going to be a point where you get to the point where you just can't stop everything, and they need help on the back end, on the front end, and, you know, they even need help from non, you know, kind of VA, non-government entities to really try to stem the tide.
Yeah, it's almost like terrorism. The bad guys keep hitting the networks at a billion times, whatever, per time period, per year, and or maybe billion times
a month.
Yeah, so it's every second there's something happening in multiple cases. And so all it takes is for one to get through, and then they could be in a situation like State Department where something is infecting the network for 9 months before they can actually get it expunged.
Right. And, you know, as we've talked about with VA before, there's a lot of concern on Capitol Hill about really how much rigor VA has in their cybersecurity programs. I mean, the House, you know, Veterans Affairs Committee has held several hearings about and expressed several concerns about the ongoing problems VA seems to be having. So, you know, that could have already happened, and it continues to happen to, I think, every agency.
All right. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thanks for that report.
Always a pleasure.